Sometimes Jesus also wanted to joke, and this is how. While I would be amid these yearnings, he would come all in a hurry and would say to me, "Do you want to come?" And I would say to him, "Where?" And he, "To heaven." And I, "You really mean that?" And he, "But hurry, come, do not delay." And I, "Well then, let's go. But I fear you want to make fun of me." And Jesus, "No, no, I really want to take you with me." And while he would say this, I would feel my soul go out of the body, and together with Jesus, I would set off for heaven. Oh, how happy I would be then, thinking that I had to leave the earth. Life seemed to be asleep to me, and suffering seemed so very little. As we would reach a high point of heaven, I would hear the singing that the blessed were doing. I would solicit Jesus to introduce me quickly into that blessed dwelling. But Jesus would begin to slow down. In my tear, I would start to suspect that it wasn't true. "Who knows," I would say, "if this is not a joke that he has played on me." Every now and then, I would say to him, "My Jesus, darling, hurry up." And he would say to me, "Wait a little longer. Let us go down to the earth again. See? Out there is a sinner who is about to be lost. Let us go. Who knows? He might convert. Let us pray together to the Eternal Father that he may use mercy on him. Don't you want him to be saved? Are you not ready to suffer any pain for the salvation of one soul alone?" And I, "Yes, anything you want me to suffer, I am ready, as long as you save him." So we would go to that sinner. We would try to convince him. We would place before his mind the most powerful reasons to make him surrender, but in vain. Then, all afflicted, Jesus would say to me, "My spouse, go back into your body once again. Take upon yourself the pains destined to him. In this way, appeased, divine justice will be able to use mercy on him. You have seen it. Words have not stirred him, and not even reasons. There is nothing left but pains, which are the most powerful means in order to satisfy justice and to make the sinner surrender." So he would bring me once again to my body. Who can say the sufferings that would come to me? Only the Lord knows, who has been the witness of it. After a few days, then, he would make me see that soul converted and saved. Oh, how happy was Jesus, and I as well. Who can say how many times Jesus played these jokes? When we would reach the point of entering, and sometimes even after having entered, he would now say that he had not let me have the obedience from the confessor, and therefore I should go back to the earth. I would say to him, "As long as I was with the confessor, I was obliged to obey him. But now that I am with you, I'm supposed to obey you, because you are the first of all." And Jesus would say to me, "No, no. I want you to obey the confessor." So, not to make it too long, now with one pretext, now with another, he would make me go back to the earth. These jokes were very painful for me. It is enough to say that I render myself impertinent. So much so that in order to chastise my impertinencies, the Lord no longer allowed these jokes so often.